This is Day to Day from NPR News. Our senior producer, Steve Proffitt, joins us now to help share some of your letters.
And, Alex, how about we begin with a few corrections?
You know, we used to call this segment the Department of Corrections.
Yes, well, we don't anymore. Anyway, you made a little error in a story last week about the winner of this year's Nobel Prize for Literature.
Turkish novelist Orhan Pamuk, I recall.
Right. You referred to his home and the city he writes about, Istanbul, as the capital of Turkey, but as many listeners pointed out, it's actually Ankara.
All right, what else?
Previously unscheduled visit. That's how we described a surprise stop in Baghdad last week by Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice.
If it was never scheduled, notes Mitch Paradise of Los Angeles, it wasn't previously anything. Unless he goes on to say she was never there in the first place and the entire event took place on a Mobius strip. Good point, Mr. Paradise.
And one more, Alex. Amateur pilot. That was a term we used in reporting on the small plane crash in New York that took the life of Yankee pitcher Corey Lytle and his flight instructor.
As several listeners pointed out, including Richard Kruger of Mansfield, Massachusetts, there is no such category as amateur pilot. The correct term is private pilot.
Mr. Kruger notes there are almost 500,000 private pilots in this country, and there's nothing amateurish about what they do. Our apologies for that slip to all of you.
All right. And we got lots and lots of letters about a pair of conversations we had about Madonna and her adoption of an African boy.
We talked to a New York Post columnist who slammed Madonna, accusing her of engaging in what she called slavery, and to an adoption advocate who noted that living in a loving home is far preferable to being raised in an orphanage.
Jan Farragan of Arlington, Virginia, says she can't pretend to know what Madonna's intentions are, but she says, as an adoptive parent, comparing adoption to slavery is offensive. My daughter is my daughter.
Listener Joseph Newmark had a different take. Clearly, no fan of Madonna. He says she is absolutely the worst sewer rat there is. She's going to turn this kid over to her staff and treat him like a pet. A pox on Madonna.
Whew. Okay, we got some letters about a report released last week by researchers from Johns Hopkins and MIT. It estimated some 655,000 Iraqis had been killed since the U.S. invasion in 2003.
In a news conference last Wednesday, President Bush dismissed that report.
600,000 or whatever they guessed at is just, it's not credible.
We got a letter from one of the principals in that study. John Tierman is the executive director of the MIT Center for International Studies.
He writes, "So far, there have been no plausible refutations of the method used," and he reacted to charges that politics played a part in the timing of the release of the study.
He says the work took an entire year and that all parties agreed it should be released by mid-October to avoid being too close to Election Day in November.
Quote, "We just made that deadline." And Mr. Terman concludes, if it had been 2 months earlier, the same charges would have been made.
And finally, Alex, a little poem from the Reverend Dr. David von Schlichten of Latrobe, Pennsylvania. He writes, "Thank you for your coverage of the Nobel Prizes in a country that sports and music stars idolizes."
You're welcome, Reverend. And thanks to all of you who wrote us. And if you haven't written yet, you can. Just go to NPR.org, click on the Contact Us link. Steve Proffitt, letters editor. Thank you again.
You're welcome, Alex. I'm gonna give you all my-